A public hearing in front of the Public Service Commission in Salt Lake is set for 5 p.m. on October 8th. The commission will vote on whether residents with solar arrays will be forced to pay a surcharge. Rocky Mountain Power says it's all about these residents paying to support the grid. Park City resident David Bennett, who's involved with Utah Citizens Advocating Renewable Energy, or UCARE, has 37 solar panels on his house and generates enough power for his home, plus his electric car. He intends to fight this surcharge, saying it sends the wrong message.
They will take public testimony as to the pros and cons of imposing either a specific monthly user fee, or really what we fear is that they're going to go to an entirely different rate structure for those of us that have solar panels.
He claims ultimately the reason that Rocky Mountain Power wants to impose the surcharge is that the company is heavily invested in coal-powered energy and wants to keep it that way.
They own the coal plants. 61% of the power in the state of Utah comes from burning coal, and they want to continue it. And they want to nip this movement of rooftop solar in the bud. They don't like individuals having rooftop solar, and this is their second attempt at both trying to penalize us, but also to send a message to individuals who are thinking about rooftop solar not to do it.
Rocky Mountain Power claims that with so many more residential solar energy generators, there's a burden on the grid without enough people paying into it. Bennett doesn't buy that argument. He says Rocky Mountain Power is actively discouraging solar power generation.
They have created this as their justification for trying to stifle the use of solar. And when you take a look at the benefits, when you take a look at those of us that are there's about 3,000 of us now with rooftop solar, and the fact that we're able to minimize the burning of coal, the spending of new power plants because of what we're doing, at the end of the day, it all balances out.
Bennett says as a society, we need to move towards using more renewable energy.
We need to get away from these petty kind of arguments as to whether or not we are misusing the grid and get to what is much more important. But we need to move and we need to stop the utilities, Berkshire Hathaway's attempt nationwide through their power companies to squash the use of rooftop solar. We need to be doing just the opposite. We need to be promoting individuals using renewable energy.
It's not the proposed surcharge or rate structure that's at issue, Bennett says. It's the principle. He says in other states like Arizona, it's been shown that when you impose a surcharge, it's a disincentive for using solar. But he says even Rocky Mountain Power benefits from rooftop solar systems that generate more energy than used.
We have to be doing the opposite. Rather than discouraging, we need to be encouraging the use of solar. And being able to allow Rocky Mountain Power to use the power that I generate during the summer months, many of us in Park City don't have air conditioning. We are feeding that electricity into the grid, and Rocky Mountain Power gets to use that. So they get the benefit of that. When we pull it out later on in the winter, is at the low period of time. And there's a benefit for all of us.
That's Park City resident David Bennett. He encourages individuals to give public comment at the hearing, which is on October 8th at 5 p.m. at the Heber Wells Building in Salt Lake. Prior to the hearing, there's a rally at 150 East 3rd South. A number of organizations are also working on this mission: the Utah Sierra Club, Heal Utah, Utah Clean Energy, and UCARE. For more information, you can visit UCARE's website, ucare.us.org. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.